Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's trip to Pittsburgh.
All right, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you all being here. Good practice. Warm day. Guys worked hard through it, and we're focusing on the challenge that's right in front of us, and it's a tough challenge, but we're excited for it. Obviously, it's a game that we look forward to every year. What questions do you have?
John, I know you don't like to talk too much about injuries, but what is it like when you go out on the field and you see Marlon, Odell, you know, even Ronnie and Bateman, all those guys coming back?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good to see guys out there practicing. Different guys are in different stages, you know, as the week goes on, in terms of all the different guys, we'll see where they're at for Sunday. But it is good seeing guys get back out.
From Marlon, in terms of, I know you're probably not going to get specific, but what have you seen in terms of his progress there?
Well, I mean, he's been working super hard. It's one of those things where it's really just a matter of the healing process in there taking place in the bone or whatever. And so looks good. We'll see what happens. It's just got to see how it responds to the workload. That's the main thing right now.
Hey, Coach, you had a few players this week, in particular Eric Tomlinson. Having a veteran like him, and after Judge Oliver's departure, is his main assignment to be like one of those blocking tight ends?
Well, there's no doubt Eric's known for that. You know, that's kind of his thing. He can run routes, catch the ball. Certainly, he's a veteran player, highly decorated tight end in this league, who's kind of known as a really good blocking tight end. So he was available. He was excited to come back, and you know, we can put him into that mix and see where we go.
John, Kenny Pickett says later in the media that he's expected to play on Sunday. So what have you seen from him on the field, and what do you expect from him on Sunday?
Right. Well, we've got a lot of tape on Kenny. Obviously, played him, seen him on tape all the time. Obviously, excellent quarterback. You know, in the system, they fitted the system to him. It seems like always. I mean, we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, and that's what it's going to be. And we expect him to be out there. He says he's going to be out there. We expect him to be out there. You know, it is what it is. You know, you find out we had the same situation last week, and it didn't go that way. So, you know, we'll just see where we're at. But you know, obviously, Mitch Trubisky's a heck of a player too, and we'll be preparing for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense.
John, the unusual stretch of the schedule, 3 straight road games, 2 division games, an international game. Do you have to shift things like player sleep cycles, nutrition, focus on anything differently, or do you just stay day to day?
We have a plan, but I think we could talk about that next week. That'd be better, yeah.
John, a lot of great linebackers have similar traits, but when it comes to Roquan, especially the way he kind of just flashed in your defense last year, is there something unique that makes him kind of stand out amongst the crowd of great linebackers that you coach?
It's a great question. I'd say, yeah. I mean, I don't think you could possibly stand out in this craft as a football player unless there's things about you that are very unique, you know. And sometimes it's the simplest things, and just being great at those things that is unique, because the simplest things sometimes the hardest things to be consistently great at. And that's one of the things he does. I mean, he's relentlessly chasing every detail of his craft. And he does it with an enthusiasm and a demeanor and a confidence that you pretty much you respect when you see it, that's for sure.
Is there any aspect that when he arrived changed, you felt like was affecting the culture, either the defense or even just the linebacker room?
Yeah, certainly adding to it. I mean, you know, a great leader brings it to the culture. I think the culture is a lot of things, and one of the things it becomes kind of a mix for all the parts, you know, all the pieces in there. And sometimes you know, there can be a catalyst, and I think he was a little bit of a catalyst for us that way, and just the way he operates, and that's good. That's what leadership is.
Did he jump in right away, or did Steve Smith talk about, I got to wait a year?
But you know, Steve Smith didn't wait a year. He might have said that. I recall him jumping right in. And yeah, and Roe was the same way. He jumped right in, and it just was Roe, just like Steve was Steve. And one of the great quotes that Steve Smith has is he says, I was born a Raven. I just didn't know it until I got here. You know, it's pretty good. We appreciate that.
John, we saw obviously Marcus Williams get full participation last week, but and it's a different kind of situation for him. Are you looking for something specific this week to kind of give him the green light?
Just looking for him to be ready. You know, I think it's a lot of factors that are involved with that, and we'll see as we get along in the week how he looks, how he feels, and whether or not he's ready, and he feels he can perform, and he's going to be safe.
John, do you feel like Melvin Gordon's giving you guys a little boost, or where does he sort of fit in going forward?
He certainly has. He's played very well. I mean, obviously that catch, the run. He's something. You know, I really appreciate it. It's what we thought he was going to be when he came in. He's been all that and more. And now we have to figure out the roster, the gymnastics of all that right now. Also, that combines with the injuries and things like that. So, Eric, will be working on that and trying to do the math on that.
I think you guys have been one of the NFL's best defense in terms of not giving up the lead at those intermediate levels. I know you guys have been one of the NFL's best defense in not giving up passes like intermediate and deep throws. I know the emphasis with Mike has been like obnoxious over communication in the back end. Have you seen that kind of play out? Obviously, film is one thing, but just to kind of be on the practice field, be on our game day, just hearing guys talking.
Oh yeah, I mean that's something that is a staple. I mean that's a staple principle in football and in life. You know, maybe not obnoxious in life, but certainly obnoxious on a football field when you got 75,000 fans screaming their lungs out to try to impede your communication. And that's what we've got to be able to do. And I think the guys have done a really good job of it. But we can get a lot better. It's week four, so week five is another chapter, and you got to be better than you were the week before for sure. So that's what we keep chasing.
Odell and Rashad being back out there. How does that change the dynamic for you guys?
It's two more really good players, you know, and in terms of what you can do, what they're capable of doing, the fact that you've got some more guys out there who are fast and talented than you had previously, I think it kind of speaks for itself. Specifically, you find out when you get there. You know, that's kind of how it goes. You have to play the games on Sunday to really know the answer to a question like that.
All right, thanks.
All right, great. Thanks.